This year marks Nevada's 150th anniversary, but it's only since the 1930s that Nevada has had its own song, and it came to be written in somewhat unusual circumstances. Joining us now to tell us how Home Means Nevada came to be the state song is Patty Cafferata. She recently recounted the story in the Reno Gazette Journal. We've got a link to her story at our website, knprnews.org. Patty Cafferata, welcome to KNPR.
Pleased to be with you.
So tell me how this song came to be written.
It was a celebration of Governor Colcord's 93rd birthday, and he actually was, I think, the governor that lived to be the oldest. He lived well into his 90s. This was well after his birthday. I think his birthday was in March or April, but they were getting around to celebrating or honoring him in the summer, and they had asked Bertha Raffetto to sing a song, and she looked at all the Western songs, if there were Nevada songs, I'm not familiar with that, but she looked at a bunch of songs and decided that she could do a better job. And so she wrote this song, and she'd had company at home and visitors, and then the night before the event, she realized she hadn't written the song. So she got to work and finished it like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So she literally did it the night before it was due.
It's like, you know, typical student, right?
I recognize that all too well, yes.
So she did it, and she finished at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she not only wrote the words, but she also wrote the music that went with it. She was, I've read about her different singing range. Some said she was a soprano. Others said she sang in a different level, so I'm not sure, but she was quite a singer and performer. Plus, she wrote a lot of music.
And she wrote a lot of music. But that's doing it overnight like that. I mean, that's almost as heroic as Francis Scott Key, you know, scribbling the words down, watching the battle in Baltimore.
There you go. You know, she was on it, but she got it done.
She got it done. So she sang it to the legislature. What happened then?
Well, she actually sang it at a picnic at Bowers Mansion.
Bowers Mansion. Okay.
And that was in July. And then the governor, the former governor, said to her, gee, you know, that's a pretty little song. It really ought to be the state song. And, of course, we became a state in 1864. So it was a long time after statehood that even a state song was suggested. And then the lieutenant governor, Maury Griswold, was also at the picnic, and he supported the idea. So she went to the legislature when they met back in January. In those days, they met in January, and she sang it for them. And then it was proposed to be adopted, just like any other piece of legislation.
Mm. Southern Nevada lawmakers, as I understand it, had one objection to the song. What was that objection?
Well, there's a phrase that says, home means the sage and the pine out by the Truckee silvery rills. And, of course, the Truckee is a river in northern Nevada.
Yeah, that's
through Reno.
Right, that's up by Reno. So,
right.
So they were sort of feeling unloved, it sounds like.
Well, it was because the rest of the song is pretty much about, you know, Nevada. But because of that one phrase, the legislators who were not from Washoe County really weren't real happy about it. And some of them ultimately went along to be gracious about it. But it wasn't just the ones in Clark County, because if you remember your history, each county had one senator until the 1960s, when there was a federal legislation that said you had to have representation in your legislature by population. And so Clark County only had one legislator, but that person wasn't the one that really spoke out. It was some of the other rural legislators from Elko and Lander County. So they objected to the reference to the Truckee.
You're right. Okay. So just the Truckee got a little bit of lyric time, but nobody else did. How do they work around that? What do they do about that?
Well, now I understand that in some of the counties, particularly Clark County, they changed the river's name to Colorado, Amargosa, some river that is relevant to them.
So depending on what part of the state you live in, you've got different lyrics for the state song.
Right. You can just stick it in your own river.
So did that work?
I think it's still a controversial song for, the reasons that we're talking about. Because while a lot of the lyrics are about Nevada, that one reference sort of sticks in everybody's craw.
So it came down to a Senate vote naming it the state song. I guess lots of lawmakers weren't all that keen on it, but they voted for it anyway.
Right. They didn't want to hurt the little lady's feelings.
Ah, that's what it is. I see.
Right. So the Senate passed it, and then it went back to the Assembly, and they, had some of the same discussion, and they adopted it, and then it went to Governor Balzar, and he did sign it as the song in 1932.
Okay, so they're basically too polite.
Yes.
That doesn't happen much these days, does it?
No, not in politics.
No, not at all.
But, Governor Balzar came from Mineral County, so that's Hawthorne area, so apparently he didn't object, or at least I didn't come across any of his objection, so he signed it.
Is there a PR campaign waiting to be organized on behalf of Home Means Nevada?
I know the Reno Philharmonic just recently, in honor of the sesquicentennial, wrote an orchestra music for the piece, which I thought was very nice to be honoring the song for the 150 anniversary. But that's the only thing that I have heard of anybody talking about recently.
So after all this time, 80 years or so, maybe we should start over and find a new state song?
Well, I'm sure Bertha wouldn't like that.
No, that would hurt her feelings, I'm sure.
But there's the state has changed a lot. Somebody said, well, it's terrible that, they focused on Reno. Well, Las Vegas was hardly even a place. It started in 1905. And, thanks to the Hoover Dam, you had a great influx of people then. But at the time she wrote the song, the big population was in Reno.
Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to argue with that.
So, that makes sense. Whether somebody would want to write more verses that would include more of the, the Carson City, the Humboldt, the North Fork. There's a lot of other rivers. We don't have a lot of rivers, but we have a few rivers that, you might add those on or, something like that.
Yeah. Patty Cafferata's article about the writing of the state song, Home Means Nevada, was published recently in the Reno Gazette Journal. We've got a link to it at knprnews.org. Patty Cafferata, it's been delightful talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you, Dave.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail until desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's a place of a thousand thrills.